Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Tulane University has implemented a new school policy saying that students are required to live on campus for their first 3 years, their freshman, sophomore, junior year. They can move off campus in their senior year. This is a trend that has been going on for a while in universities across the country. Tulane has spent more than $200 million over the past 5 years building new dorms and replacing old ones, and now they can house as many as 5,000 students, or roughly about 60% of the undergraduate student body. One of the downstream implications of this is that a lot of rental property around Tulane and extending out throughout the uptown area is now available, flooding the market. And here to talk to us about the downstream implications of same, Arthur Sturbkow, local real estate analyst. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Glad to be here.
So, Arthur, what does this mean? I mean, these universities, obviously, housing is a great investment, a great return on their investment. In fact, maybe one of the best returns on investment that they have at a university in today's climate.
Yeah, it's a dramatic change over the last, I'd say, 10 years from what Tulane used to provide for housing versus today. The big aspect right now, of course, is safety. And that is a real, real issue with the national media kind of painting New Orleans with a lot of crime. So parents are very concerned, obviously, when they hear about these horror stories. The good news is that Tulane campus police has been exceptional in terms of reducing those types of incidents on campus. And I think a large part of that also has to do with just trying to make that a much safer environment for parents who are looking at Tulane as an educational choice. You know, Bill, I don't think many people realize how expensive it is to go to Tulane for a four-year degree. You're talking about over $400,000 over a four-year period. That's a big investment, and they want to make sure their kids are safe and they're going to get a return if you're a parent or just a student.
Yeah. But and I get it. I mean, I get exactly why they're going down this path for the host of reasons. Part of the problem, though, is, you know, what happens now? And obviously we have this glut of rental property uptown. So what do you see occurring?
I think it's going to be absorbed. It may take a little while. The rents will certainly come down a bit, unfortunately, because that's going to restrict the landlord's ability to make some repairs and maintenance. But I think it's going to provide for some affordable housing in some areas that heretofore were too expensive for some folks. So I think some folks who own some rental properties may look to maybe some subsidized housing for folks with housing vouchers in the area. They do a lot of screening of those tenants, so it's not the big worry that it used to be in years past. But it'll get absorbed, but it's probably going to take about a year for that to really fully measure itself out. The other aspect of it, of course, is, and this is kind of wasn't really talked about, but the neighborhood restaurants. One of the other changes that Tulane did was require meal plans for all students on campus. And, well, you go, well, you know, hasn't that always been the case? No, not really. You had the option. Well, with those requirements, that's going to require those kids to stay on campus more, which, of course, what is that going to do to local restaurants and that aspect? They also did away with having car permits for the students. So no longer can students purchase a parking pass if they're a freshman, sophomore, or junior. So there have been a lot of changes in Tulane to make it more of a self-contained community, which, of course, is great for the landlords. And, of course, the security in these dorms is exceptional. So if you're a Tulane student, I think it's very worthwhile. If you're own property in the area, I think you're going to have a couple of hiccups for probably 4 to 6 months.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting as to how that plays out. I mean, there is going to be a tax implication, though, right? I mean, as rents go down, you're going to see more and more appeals as it relates to the assessed value of this property, and it could have a negative impact on city revenues.
Without a doubt. You've got some folks who uptown who have a single-family home, and it may be a 4 or 5 bedroom home, and they're renting out 4 or 5 of the bedrooms. And so, you know, they got rental income on that. Well, they got the homestead exemption. That's great. But it was kind of investment property too. So it's kind of in the weeds. It's a little sticky sometimes, Newell, but you're correct. Certainly the value of these properties are going to be market driven. And I think the assessor is probably going to take that into account in those neighborhoods. I feel pretty comfortable he will.
You also have a lot of these properties that have over the years been designed to accommodate the most students that they can. It's going to require a lot of investment on the part of some of these landlords to kind of modify this back to a traditional, rental unit, one, you know, that would align with the market.
Or back to a single family unit or back to a true duplex the way that they used to be in the old days, if you want to say that. But you're right. That's a capital investment and there has to be some type of return. Again, the market's going to dictate whether it's worthwhile to make those changes or not, or just change the structure. You know, some of those properties may be eligible for VRBO or things like that in those areas if they qualify. And again, some other properties may be good alternatives for some subsidized housing. There's about 20,000 people looking for housing in New Orleans right now that have vouchers but no property to move into. So there's inventory that could become available for some of these folks.
Do you think
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This kind of revitalizes this talking point or friction point with the not-for-profit community and landowners because, you know, Tulane has the benefit of not paying property taxes. And, you know, you're outside of the educational realm. You're now providing all of this housing. And basically, you're in the housing business now, but you have the benefit of not paying any property tax at all for that housing.
Well, you got to remember the neighborhood restaurants are paying property taxes, and Tulane's cafeterias are not. So you are correct. it certainly is disproportionate, and you could make the claim that Tulane provides a lot of other benefits to the area to help offset that, but frankly, that's a higher pay grade than I'm able to quantify.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, this has kind of been a sticking point in this city, right? I mean, we have a lot of, and look, it's not a criticism of the not-for-profit community. They do a lot of great work, and we are the beneficiary of all of that. But by the same token, that they have an advantage, and when they start competing against other investors, you know, in our community who have to pay these taxes, which are not cheap in this city, it's kind of an unfair advantage.
Newell, you're correct. The city has a bad history of some nonprofits buying houses and then they turn up blighted. And of course, they're off the tax rolls now. And or the money that has been collected by the nonprofits, very little of it really gets returned back to the public in terms of benefits. It goes to staff and expenses and travel and things like that. So clearly some of the nonprofits shouldn't exist in today's marketplace and shouldn't be allowed to distort market forces. I'm a big free market advocate, as you can probably suspect. Right. But some of them have certainly abused the system.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how you have a very rosy outlook as it relates to this property uptown. I happen to know, you know, people that own 30, 40, 50, 60 units. They predominantly, you know, rented to Tulane and Loyola students and Xavier students as well. Six months to a year, I just think the tail on this may be longer than that.
Well, I think that you're going to find a lot of people are probably in a situation where they're going to have to make some changes. Some of these properties are going to come back into commerce, clearly, and they're going to be sold. And some of these properties are going to be used for other facilities, and rents are going to adjust. There aren't too many landlords who can afford to have a vacant unit for 6 months. That's a pretty stressful situation. They're going to have to make some changes, whether it's selling it, whether it's reducing the rents or doing some other changes, adding getting some loans to renovate the properties. Every property is going to be unique, but you're not wrong. But I do think it'll probably a 4 to 6 month period. I think some of those landlords have known about this for months, so this isn't some that just happened this week. They've had some time to prepare. I don't think many were prepared to see as many for lease signs showing up literally in the 30-day period as they see, but they'll start getting absorbed by people. People need housing in New Orleans. They need it. We badly need it.
But when we look at the market overall as it relates to rental property, you know, I live in Old Metairie, and we have a lot of duplexes, you know, scattered throughout the neighborhoods here, triplexes, fourplexes. I see a lot of rental signs up, more, and I've been here in this area since 95, and I've never seen this many for rent signs as I drive around my neighborhood. Ever.
Well, and you're correct. And of course, we've had a proliferation of apartment complexes being built in the region. And that has certainly absorbed a lot of renters into those units and out of the typical single family rental or duplex rental or three triplex or fourplex. So those apartment complexes, whether it's security or extra amenities in those apartment complexes, the tenants are willing to pay a little premium for those newer type housing units. That's a big impact. So you can't add thousands of apartment units in apartment complexes and not expect it to unbalance the single family or small multifamily units.
Yeah, because you're really renting more of a lifestyle, right, than just
correct.
A place to live.
It's a quality of life issue. You're 100% correct. And I think that's what Tulane is trying to do, is provide a different quality of life for the students and justify, you know, that's pretty heavy tuition costs at Tulane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the Tulane perspective, and I didn't want it to seem like criticism of them, if I was sitting there as a chancellor, I'd probably do the same thing, because the more things that I can control as it relates to my brand, I want to control it.
Well, especially when you're subsidized by taxpayers, that does unbalance the market quite a bit, as you said initially. So, yes, you're correct. If you're on the board and that's your job to make Tulane as profitable as possible or get as many donations as possible, that's fine. But John Q. Consumer next door, who's got a little single family home he's trying to rent, that's an unbalancing act.
So both things can be true in the end on this topic. It's good for the city, it's good for Tulane, and it's not so good for others. Not unlike every other thing, there are winners and there are losers.
Right? That's correct. And I'm concerned not just the landlords, but I'm concerned of the little small commercial businesses that used to rely on those Tulane students who could drive around to their stores or to their shops, restaurants, coffee shops, or whatever. And now they're going to be not locked down at Tulane, but there's certainly an extreme benefit to them to staying on campus rather than venturing out to neighboring stores.
Well, Arthur, I'll add a little tidbit to that. My daughter, who went away to college in kind of the same policy that they have at Tulane, ahead at her college, we were on a meal plan, right? She never ate in the cafeteria. She hated the food in the cafeteria. So mom and dad are paying the freight twice. She never, not once, in multiple semesters ever visited the cafeteria. Now, when I went up and visited, I'd make her go to the cafeteria, and I was like, this food is not that bad. Why are you not eating here? You know, why is my Uber bill so damn high, you know, where you're at? So there's hope for the little commercial establishments yet.
I hope you're right. I have a feeling when I saw that what Tulane had done to their cafeteria and their food source, it is an incredible food court that they now have. The options are incredible at Tulane. So I don't think it's the typical cafeteria style food from Cisco or whatever.
Neither was this up there either. But you know, still, we found a way. We figured out a way not to go to the cafeteria. So.
Well, maybe anyway. Now with all the boys being required to eat all they could eat at the buffet, maybe the girls will follow it too.
That's true too. That is true too. As always, I totally enjoy the conversation. Arthur Sturbkow, local real estate analyst. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Dewell. Take care.
Bye. All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.